Again, I should encourage you, if you have questions, raise them as the meeting goes on or after. We would like to make sure that we're focusing in on the kinds of questions that you as an audience have.
我们就先做一个开始祷告。在开始之前呢，我还是要鼓励大家，如果有什么问题要跟我们讲的这相关的问题呢，鼓励大家提出来，在课上的任何时候都可以。我们很愿意就是把我们讲的内容呢，集中在大家的问题上。
All right, so let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for providing us the Bible that we can study, and then providing us the Holy Spirit who can teach us the truth of the Bible as we study it.
我们感谢您给我们提供了圣经，让我们可以学习，更感谢您提供了圣灵教导我们能够明白您的真理。
So each of us, as we take up this study this evening, would bow our hearts and our heads before thee, and we would say, Lord, please help us. Help us understand, help me understand, and help me respond and obey the wonderful truths of God from your word.
主，我们今天每一个来参加这个学习的人呢，我们都在心里啊，谦卑自己，也低下我们的头，祈求您能够帮助我们，让我们都能够明白，也让我们能有一颗回应的心，一颗顺服的心，能够顺服我们所学到的真理。
We pray that you will help Eric as he would open the word of God to us, and we would also pray for those who would like to be with us and would be but have to work today. We pray a special blessing for them.
主，我们也祈求您祝福 Eric， 当他把神的话讲解打开给我们听的时候呢，也求您赐给他智慧。我们也特别的为今天本来可以来参加，但是因为今天是工作日不能来参加的人祷告，也求您祝福他们。
And we give thanks now, looking to you for blessing in Jesus' name.
我们现在向您献上感恩，也祈求您的恩典，奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Harold. And welcome everyone tonight and this morning, as the case may be.
欢迎所有的大家，不管是在早上的还是晚上的。
Tonight we're going to look at the responsibilities of men and women in the house of God.
我们今天还是来看男人和女人各自在神的家，也就是教会里的责任。
In the house of God is where the practical response to the headship is displayed or carried out.
我们在这个神的家里也就是在实践中，我们是如何的反映体现我们对这个我们的头就是基督的指引的这个做法的，我们是怎么回应基督的带领。
Now over the past two or three weeks, we've been looking at the subject of headship because it explains what the New Testament doctrine is concerning men and women's roles.
我们上个几个周一直在学习这个头权呢，就是这个权柄顺序，因为这个关系到在神的家里男人和女人各自的角色。
And so tonight we're going to look at some doctrine in the New Testament found in 1 Timothy chapter 2.
我们今天呢来看这个提摩太前书二章里面提到的一些教义。
And we're going to read the whole chapter as an introduction.
我们一开始呢，我们要把这整个的第二章都读一下。
It's only just 15 verses, so it's not too much.
因为只有15节不是特别长。
Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire, therefore, that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner also that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair, gold or pearls or costly clothing, but which is proper for women professing godliness with good works. Let a woman learn in silence with all submission, and I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. For Adam was formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, fell into transgression. Nevertheless, she will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control.
提摩太前书的二章啊，从一节到十五节，我劝你第一要为万人祷告，恳求祷告，代求祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正，平安无事的度日，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳，他愿意万人得救，明白真道，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣，他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候这事必证明出来，我为此奉派做传道的，做使徒，做外邦人的师父，教导他们相信学习真道，我说的是真话，并不是谎言。我愿男人无愤怒无争论或做疑惑，举起圣洁的手随处祷告，又愿女人廉耻自守，以正派衣服为装饰，不以编发、黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰，只要有善行，这才与自称是敬神的女人相宜。女人要沉静学道，一味的顺服，我不许女人讲道，也不许她辖管男人，只要沉静，因为先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃，且不是亚当被引诱，乃是女人被引诱，陷在罪里。然而女人若长存信心、爱心又圣洁自守，就必在生产上得救。
Thank you, Yanling.
Welcome.
Now we've been seeing or been looking at in the past few weeks that the original pattern for the relationship between men and women where they were set when God created them in the beginning.
我们过去几周啊学过，就是当神最初造男人和女人的时候，为男人和女人之间的这个关系设立的这个模式是怎样的。
Now, all authority in heaven and earth comes from God who made everything, and it is delegated by Him alone.
因为所有的权柄啊，都是属于那个造万物的神的，无论是天上和地下的，然后神把这个权柄呢，分派出去。
We saw also how the man was appointed head under God, and woman was given to him to be his helper.
我们看到神是把这个头的这个位置交给了男人，然后造了女人呢，来帮助男人。
And they were one in, they were united as one in order to fulfill the mandate that God gave them to have dominion over the whole earth.
他们是合为一体的，为了是共同的完成神交给他们的管理全地的这个职责。
Now we saw what went wrong in the Garden of Eden.
那我们也看到在伊甸园里后来发生的错误。
Adam gave up his headship, and Eve took initiative, which in a sense, she took over the headship. She made the decision to eat of the forbidden fruit after being deceived.
嗯，那先是亚当呢，他放弃了他的这个头的这个权利，就他的权柄，然后夏娃呢就把这个权柄拿在自己的手里呢，他自己做了个决定，就当然这是他在被诱惑被欺骗以后他自己决定吃了。
Now as a result, sin and death entered the world, and Satan now rules this world. He's the god of this age, as Kurt said.
嗯，然后结果呢，就是罪和死就进了这个世界，然后撒旦呢也拿到了这个世界目前的这个当今这个世界的权柄，就是他现在是这个世界掌权的。
The whole world lies under the evil one. We read in the scriptures.
嗯，圣经我们在圣经里读到，那整个世界呢现在都是伏在这个邪恶的恶者的手下的。
But if Satan rules, God.It overrules.
那虽然撒旦在掌权呢，但是神是在他之上更加掌权的，神的权柄是覆盖他的。
And so God's plan was a brand new creation.
所以在这个情况下呢，神的一个新的计划呢，就是要造一个新的被造物。
The first man, Adam, he failed.
那么首先的这个亚当呢，这第一个男人呢，他失败了。
The second man, the Lord from heaven, came into this world.
那幕后的亚当，也就是第二个亚当呢，就是天上的神，他进到了这个世界里。
And through his sacrificial death, he destroyed Satan's power.
那借着他这个牺牲的死呢，他毁坏了这个撒旦的这个权势。
And he made payment for sin, the sin of mankind.
他为整个人类的罪付上了代价。
And through his resurrection, he abolished death, defeated death.
借着他的复活呢，他完全把死亡击碎了。
And then he ascended to his Father in heaven and became the first fruits of the new creation.
那复活以后呢，他就升到天上，在他父神的右边，他就成了这新造的这个被的一群人的初熟的果子。
And the crowning glory of the new creation is the bride that he wins through his death.
那整个这个新造的这一群人呢，他的这个皇冠呢，就是他为自己所预备的这个新娘。
And so he becomes the head of a new body of born again believers.
那这一群新重生的这个基督徒啊，他们的元首啊，就是基督。
Now individually, we function together as members of the body.
那我们作为我们每一个人呢，我们是一起啊，在基督的这个身体里面啊，发挥作用的。
And in the body, there is no distinction between men and women.
在基督这个身体里呢，男人和女人之间是没有什么分别的。
We are all one in Christ, where we read in Galatians, there is neither male nor female, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, there is neither slave nor freeman.
所以我们在加拉太书里面读过这样的经文啊，就是无论是自主的为奴的，是犹太人外邦人，或男或女，在基督里都合为一了。
But we are also priests in the household of God.
同时呢，我们在神的家里也都是祭司。
And we have a great high priest who is over the house of God.
我们有一个大祭司啊，他是掌管神全家的事的。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest.
这就是我们的主耶稣基督啊，他是大祭司。
But the sphere of our priesthood is in the house of God itself.
那我们做祭司的这个职责，行使祭司职责这个范畴呢，就是在神的家里。
Now, we want to...Make a definition. What is the house of God?
那首先呢，我们先要给神的家啊做一个定义，下一个定义。
Well, we read in Matthew chapter 18, first of all, a familiar portion, but I wouldn't want you to turn there with me, please. Matthew 18.
我们先翻到马太的18章啊, 这一段经文我们非常熟悉了。
And verse 20.
20节。
For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
因为无论在哪里, 有两三个人奉我的名聚会, 那里就有我在他们中间。
So there's the minimum of testimony is two or three.
所以最少的见证人呢, 就是在这里说的, 两三个人了。
Now these two or three, the minimum, they're gathered together in his name, that is, under his authority.
那这两三个人呢, 是奉主的名聚会, 奉主的名的意思就是把自己放在主的权柄之下。
Not only as head, but as our great high priest.
不仅把主呢, 当成我们的头, 而且也把他当成我们最伟大的大祭司。
And turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
那我们翻到哥林多前书的11章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 18.
18节。
For first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and in part, I believe it.
第一,我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类,我也稍微的信这话。
Now, in Matthew, we are told in chapter 16, which we didn't look at, but well, you're probably familiar with it. He said, I will build my church.
我们在马太福音16章的时候读过,大家都很熟悉这段经文,不就不翻过去了,是主自己说,他说我要建造我的教会。
And then in chapter 18, verse 20, which we just read, he defines what that church is. It's where two or three are gathered together in my name.
然后紧接着到马太18章的时候呢, 主就给他前面说的这个教会呢,下了一个定义,什么是教会呢? 就是两三个人奉我的名, 聚会的时候就是教会了。
The church, the meaning of the word in the Greek means a called out assembly, called out and gathered together.
因为教会这个希腊文的原文呢, 就是一群呼召出来聚集在一起的人。
And of course we saw that two or three is the minimum of those called together. That's the church, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That's the church.
所以呢, 在这个马太18章这里面说两三个人,就是最少的人数了,然后奉主的名聚会,在他的权柄之下,然后聚集,那这就是教会了。
And when he says, there am I in the midst of them, that he's talking about his high priestly work in the house of God.
然后主说呢, 只要两三个人奉我名聚会,我就在他们中间,我就在他们中间这句话呢,就表明了主 他在这个时候所执行的这个大祭司的这个职分,他所发挥的这个作用。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, which we read just a while, he's talking to them there when they come together as a church.
然后我们在哥林多前书的这个刚才读的这一节,他说,我听说你们聚会的时候。
And again in verse 33, he repeats that. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, for wait for one another, but if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment.
所以我们再看啊,同一章的,林前11章的33节和34节。所以我弟兄们,你们聚会吃的时候要彼此等待,若有人饥饿可以在家里先吃,免得你们聚会自己取罪,都是讲聚会的时候。
The Corinthians were profaning the house of God by their actions of divisions and eating incorrectly.
嗯，那哥林多教会的人呢，他们是通是有一点就是玷污了神的这个教会的这个名声啊，因为他们就是分门别类，而且就是吃的就是领圣餐的时候呢，就是不彼此等待，有的早有的晚这样。
And the instructions that are given in chapter 11, 12, 13, and 14 all have to do with our behavior in the house of God.
嗯，然后在灵前的11、12、13、14章这几章里面呢，全部都是讲的是我们在神家里聚会的时候，我们应该是怎么样的行为方式。
Look at chapter 14, verse 23.
比如说我们看14章的23节。
And there he's dealing with the instructions regarding the use of tongues.
那这句经文讲的是当全教会聚会的时候啊，他们使用方言的一些问题。
He says, therefore, if the whole church comes together in one place and speak in tongues and so on, our purpose is not about tongues, but the idea of the whole church coming together in one place. That is the house of God.
嗯，那23节，所以全教会聚集一处的时候，若多说方言，接下去等等等等。我们这里讲的重点啊，不是关于方言，而是这句话，就是全教会聚在一处的时候，那就是神的家了，就是教会了。
And again in verse 26 of that same chapter.
嗯，我们再看这同一章啊，14章的26节。
He gives instructions concerning the ministry in the house of God.
嗯，在这里面讲的呢，就是在教会聚会的时候，这个话语的服事啊，就是诗歌和话语的服事的一些秩序的问题。
And he goes, and he begins. He says, "How is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, a teaching, a tongue, and revelation and interpretation. Let all things be done." For edification.
弟兄们，这却怎么样呢？你们聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言等等等，又是讲你们聚会的时候。
So those chapters have to be read and understood in relationship to our responsibilities in the house of God.
所以这几章啊，灵前的十一到十四这几章，我们都应该在一个大的背景下来读，就是我们在神的家里，我们的职责是怎样的，在这样的一个大的前提下去读。
Now, if you turn back to our scripture in 1 Timothy,
我们再翻回到我们今天主要的经文，就是临前的提前啊，提摩太前书的二章。
Chapters 2 and 3 of Timothy.Have to do with, again, instructions for the men and women, the roles of men and women, specifically within the church, within the house of God.
然后在提摩太前书的二章里面啊，这里就是具体要讲到在神的家里，在教会里面，这个男人和女人他各自的职责是什么。
So in chapter 2, we're given the roles of men and women.In the house of God.
然后二章呢讲的就是在神的家中啊，就是男人和女人各自的定位角色。
And in chapter 3, we're given instructions on leadership in the house of God.
然后第三章呢是讲的在神的家里这个领导权的问题。
And he completes this section in verse 14 of chapter 3.
然后他呢结束这一段的这个教导呢是在提前的三章十四节。
He says, These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God,The pillar and ground of the truth.
十四十五节，三章十四十五节。我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
And so here in verse 15, he links the two together The house of God is the church.
所以在十五节里面，保罗呢就把这两个概念联系在了一起，就是把神的家和教会等同在一起。
And when the church is gathered together, it functions as God's house.
所以当教会聚会的时候呢，他们就是发挥了神的家的功用了。
Now, God has always wanted to dwell among his people.
因为神呢，永远都是特别想住在属他的民中的。
The garden that God planted in Eden was supposed to be a sacred place, a holy place for Adam and Eve alone.
本来神当初造伊甸园的时候，就是神特别的为亚当和夏娃建造的一个私密的秘密的地方，就是单独为亚当和夏娃造的。
It would be the place where God would come and meet man.
那神呢是把这个地方作为神来和人见面的时候的地方。
When man sinned, God had to begin a process of redeeming mankind.
但是当人犯罪了以后呢，神就不得不启动了一个要救赎人类的这样的一个计划了。
And God dwelt with individuals, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那此后呢，神就是住在一个一个的人中了，比如说挪亚、雅各、亚伯拉罕、以撒这样的人里面。
And God came and had fellowship with those men by faith as they made their offerings up to God.
所以神呢是怎么跟这些人相交的呢？就是这些人凭着信心献祭的时候，神就来跟他们相交。
Jacob, you remember Jacob, when he was leaving his home, he slept at a place called Bethel. And there he saw a ladder going up to heaven, and angels descending and ascending on that ladder.
大家还记得雅各啊，他离开父家逃亡的时候啊，他有一天晚上呢，他是睡在这个伯特利这个地方的。当天晚上呢，他就梦见了天梯，有天使从那个天子上上来下梯子上上去下来。
And at the top, there was he had a vision of God Himself.
那在这个梯子的尽头呢，他就亲眼看见了神自己。
And he said to him, when he awoke and understood what had happened, he said, "This is the very house of God."
然后等他醒过来的时候，他明白发生了什么事情以后呢，他就说，哦，这里就是神的家呀。
That is the place where God meets man.
那这个神的家的意思呢，就是神遇见人的地方，和人相会的地方。
And then when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, and they came into the wilderness, and there at Mount Sinai, God gave instructions to Moses to build him a sanctuary that he might dwell among his people.
然后当以色列人出了埃及，进到旷野以后呢，在西乃山神就给摩西颁布了律法，让摩西呢建造一个帐幕啊，神可以在那里与他们相会。
And we saw, we read the Old Testament, and that was a very holy place where man would meet God.
我们从旧约里可以读到，那是一个非常非常圣洁的地方，就是神可以跟人相会的地方。
And so when we come now to the New Testament, we have not just a specific priesthood, but all are priests that can enter into the most holy place made without hands, into heaven itself.
那我们现在就到了新约，我们在新约里不是只有特别指定的祭司，而是每一个人，每一个祭司就是我们了，都可以进到那个至圣所，而且这个真帐幕不是人所造的，是天上的真帐幕，是神所造的。
And so the church now is the place where God meets and fellowships with man.
那么在现在的这个时候呢，教会就是神和人不仅是遇见，而且是有相交团契的关系的这样的地方。
where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
因为是主自己说的，他说两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在他们中间。
Now, there I might distinguish between two aspects of the house of God.
那我呢，还得就是区分一下啊，这个两种神的家。
And the two aspects are the inner or spiritual aspect of the house of God.
那就是这神家的两个方面啊，一个就是里面的，就是属灵的这一个层面。
That is every believer, male and female, are invited to come into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
那就是每一个信徒，每一个重生得救的弟兄，不管是弟兄还是姐妹，都是被邀请进到那个至圣所里，因为我们都是被耶稣的血所洁净的。
Turn to 1 Peter and chapter 2.
彼得前书的二章。我们现在讲的是神的家的那个属灵的那一个层面。
And verse 4.
第四节，二章四节。
Coming to him, that is every believer, we come to the Lord Jesus. He's as to a living stone, rejected indeed by man, but chosen by God and precious.
他说主乃活石啊，他这个英文里面是把那个你们来到主面前放在这个第四章的前面了，这个你们来到主面前，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选所宝贵的。
And then in verse 5 he says you also as living stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
然后第五节，你们也就像活石啊，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Now the roles of men and women are not distinguished here.
在这里面啊，是并不区分男女的，不管是男女的，这个祭司的职责都是一样的。
Every true believer, male or female,that is born again is a living stone and part of the house of God.
也就是说每一个真信徒，每一个重生得救的信徒，不管你是男还是女，你都是一块活石啊，都是神的这个殿，神的家的一个组成部分。
And everyone without distinction can operate or we canExercise our priesthood in worship.
所以我们每一个人呢，在执行我们这个圣洁祭司的这个向神献灵祭的这个职责的时候啊，是毫无分别的，是不分男女的。
So that's why in Hebrews chapter 10.
这就是为什么在希伯来书的十章啊。
Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19.
19节。
Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
19到22节，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体，又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚实和充足的信心来到神面前。
So therefore, what we call, there's one aspect of the house of God, the inner or spiritual access or an aspect. Everyone without distinction can come into his presence. And we're going to talk about that a little more about that at a later time.
所以呢，我们刚才讲了，就是这个神的家呢有两个方面，一个方面呢就是内里的，就是属灵的，在这个层面上呢，所有的基督徒无论男女呢是没有区别的，我们都可以毫无差别的来到神的面前，因为都是因着耶稣基督的血。所以这个呢，关于这一点呢，我们可以在后面的这个讲课中还会再提到。
But there's another aspect to the house of God.
但是呢，神的家呢，还有另外一个方面，另外一个层面。
There's the inner or spiritual aspect, as we've talked about, but there's also the outer or physical aspect of the house of God.
我们刚才讲了解释的这个内里的或者说属灵的这个层面，但是同时呢，它还有一个外在的或者就是表现出来、表象出来的这样的方面。外显的这个方面。
In other words, what the world sees, the men and women in the world, what they see.
或者换句话说呢，就是这个世界上的人呢，他是怎么看我们的。
Because there's the physical aspect of gathering together as a whole church.
因为我们是亲身呢来到这个聚会的，我们是作为一个教会一个整体聚在一起的，世人看见的是什么样子，这个就是外在的。
That's the outward aspect of the house of God.
对，这个外在世人能看见的就是神的家的就是外在的体现，外在的这个层面。
And this world which is ruled by the God of this age,That's what the world sees. They don't see the spiritual aspect. All they see is the physical aspect.
所以这个世界呢，是因为它是被这个今世的王啊，就是撒旦所统治的，所以他们是看不见属灵的层面的东西的。他能看见的就是这些外在的，就是身体上的这些反应，这个表现。
And that's also what the angels, the holy angels see.
那同时这个层面呢，也是这个圣洁天使能看到的。
Those silent, obedient observers of the order of the church, they view the obedience of the church, the submissiveness of the church.
因为他们呢，不管是天使还是世人呢，他们看见的就是这个教会啊，在很有秩序的、很安静的而且是按照这个严格按照这个权柄次序在操作的、在实践的这样的一个聚会的场景。
Now, Satan and his fallen angels, they can't read our minds. They can only observe our actions.
撒旦和堕落天使啊，他们也是一样，他们是不能读我们的思想的，就他们没有读心术，他们能看见的就是我们外在的行为。
And even the angels, the holy angels cannot read our minds. But only God can do that.But they can observe our actions.
因为真正能读懂人心的只有神呢，就包括天上圣洁的天使，他们也是不能读我们的思想，不能明白我们的心的，但是他们能看见的就是我们外在的行为。
And so how would these unseen observers understand if the church is obeying the Lord in the headship?Except through outward symbols.
那这些看不见的灵界的这个天使啊，不管是恶的还是好的，他们是怎么能够知道我们这个教会是不是在顺服神的所设立的权柄呢？除了这些外在的记号的话，没有别的办法能够让他们看见。
The angels.They will observe the men with bared heads, which then displays the fact that their head is invisible in heaven.
所以天使能看到就是在聚会的时候男人呢是不蒙着头的，那也就是说他们的头呢是能够被看见，在天上能被看见的。
They observe the head covering of the woman as the...display of recognizing that her head should be covered because man's glory should not be seen in the house of God.
然后当天使看见女人是蒙着头的时候呢，就像告诉天使一个道理，就是女人作为男人的荣耀啊，就是要被盖住，就是男人的荣耀是不能显露出来的，因为只有基督的荣耀能显露出来。
And we're going to look at another symbol tonight, and that is the audible and inaudible prayers of the saints.
那我们上周学的这个盖头啊，是外在的记号之一。我们今天学的另外一个记号，那就是在教会聚会的时候呢，有声和无声的这些祷告。
In other words, men are to be the audible representatives of the church, and the women are to be silent. That is another symbol that is given to us, that is for the instruction of angels and for the acknowledgement of headship.
所以呢，就是关于在教会里面啊，男人是作为整个教会的代表来发声的，就是他是说话的那个，然后女人呢保持安静。那这个是我们给天使啊，就是所有的观察教会的人的另外一个外显的这个记号，表明我们是顺服权柄的。
And so in 1 Timothy chapter 2, we find the doctrine of how we ought to behave in the house of God, our behavior there.
所以我们在提摩太后前书的二章里面，我们看到在这一方面，就是谁出生谁不出生这个方面呢，我们看看这里面就把这个教义啊，就是关于我们在这方面的这个做法清清楚楚的讲出来了。
When God gave instructions to Moses for the house of God, which would be the tent or the tabernacle in the wilderness, later the temple.In Jerusalem.
当那个神呢当时给摩西啊关于就是神的家，也就是旷野那个时候是帐幕啊，后来到耶路撒冷的就是圣殿啊，就是关于这个神的家的指示的时候呢。
And when God instructed Moses, he specifically stated, "See that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain."
然后关于这个帐幕怎么做的时候啊，神特别有一句话强调给摩西啊，说你一定要严格的一模一样的按照那山上我所指示给你的样式去做。
Now, what would happen if Moses disobeyed the Lord?
那如果摩西当时没有顺服神，他背逆神的话，会发生什么事呢？
Which he did not.
当然他没有背逆神了。
He made everything according to what was the pattern that was shown to him.
他这个帐幕啊，所造的一切都是完全按照神指示给他的样式造的。
We read about Nadab and Abihu, and all they did was break some seemingly minor.A minor instructions, and it caused their death. They disobeyed some instructions, and they were killed as a result of it. Those two priests, Nadab and Abihu, they were priests. Yes.
就是那个亚伦的那个两个儿子啊，他们在一个小的细节上没有按照神的指示去做，然后他们就被神所击杀了。
Now turn with me to Hebrews chapter 8.
我们看看那个希伯来书的八章。
And verses 1 and 2.
一和二节。
Paul says, or the writer to the Hebrews, I should say, now this is the main point of the things we are saying. We have such a high priest,who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected and not man.
一节和二节八章，我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的，就是我们有这样的大祭司，已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边，在圣所就是真帐幕里做执事，这帐幕是主所知的，不是人所知的。
What the writer to the Hebrews is saying here is that the tabernacle in the wilderness or the temple in Jerusalem was not the true sanctuary for God.
那这里面这个希伯来书的作者实际上他在想说什么呢？他是说在旷野里的那个帐幕也好，或者说耶路撒冷的那个圣殿也好，那都不是真的圣所。
Instead, the true tabernacle is the church, which is the true building of God, made up of living stones.
那其实那个真的帐幕，或者说那个真的圣所，其实是教会，因为它是用灵石活石所建的。
And so, if Moses was to build everything according to the pattern, and his instructions were very firm, what about us today? Should we not also obey the instructions of the true tabernacle of which we are a part?
那我们可以想这样一个道理啊，就是摩西当时在造一个这样地上的帐幕的时候，还不是那个真帐幕的时候，他都要严格的按照神所指示给他的那个模式啊，那个样式去造，而且神特别的强调这一点。那我们今天教会作为神真的圣所、真的帐幕，岂不更应该按照神所指示我们的去做吗？
Dare we disobey something so near and dear to the Lord himself as his own building of which he is the high priest over?
我们难道敢在这个帐幕里面啊，就是主自己在其中做大祭司啊，在这个帐幕里面做大祭司职责的是他最在乎也是对他最重要的这样的一个神的殿里面啊，我们难道敢违背哪怕一点点的指示吗？
We cannot ignore the plain teaching of scripture and explain it away to satisfy man's own desires.
所以我们是不能忽略啊，这个神在圣经里如此清楚的、你直白的这些指示的，也不能用自己的这个方式去给自己开脱啊，找一个借口而是这样做只是为了满足我们人的愿望。
And we're going to look at the responsibility of men for the little time that we have left.
那我们剩下这点时间里呢，我们就看看我们人在这个方面的职责到底是什么，责任到底是什么。
Back to 1 Timothy and chapter 2.
我们再回到提摩太前书的二章。
In verse 8, he says, I desire, therefore, that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting.
第八节，我愿男人无愤怒无争论，举起圣洁的手随处祷告。
Very short instructions.
非常短的一个教导。
But very weighty, very heavy for men.
但是对男人来说是分量非常重的一个指示。
Here we're talking about the outward aspect of the house of God.
我们现在讲的都是指神家的这个外显的这个层面啊，就是外在的这个层面。
That is public ministry in the house of God.
那就是在神家的这个公开的服事啊。
Now notice here in verse 8, he says, I desire is the word.
所以你看第八节啊，他用两个词开头，他说我愿。
Now, what does the NIV or and the Chinese translation, how do they put it?
Chinese is I desire. NIV is I want.
I want, yes. The word there is a little stronger than just what we understand to be desire. It's I will.
它这个实际上的这个原文的这个语气啊，要比我想要这个词还要再强烈一点。
And who is this that's desiring or willing that men pray everywhere?
那是谁在希望啊，在盼望这个男人随处祷告呢？
This is none other than the Apostle Paul.
这个人不是别人啊，就是使徒保罗。这个我呀，我愿的我就是使徒保罗。
In verse 7, we read there that for which I was appointed or commissioned a preacher and an apostle.
因为第七节他看这里他说我为此奉派做传道的做使徒做外邦人的师父。
Now in verse 1 he establishes his authority of that chapter 1 verse 1.
然后在这卷书的一章一节他就已经确立了他的权柄了就使徒保罗就确定了他的权柄。
He says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ our hope.
他说奉我们救主神和我们的盼望基督耶稣之命做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
This is not Paul's opinion.
这个说明这不是保罗自己的个人的观点。
This is direct commandment of God himself.
这是直接从神来的命令。
So he says there in verse 7 that he was appointed as an apostle.
所以他在第七节二章七节里又强调他说我为此奉派做使徒。
And what is the apostle's will which reflects the will of God?
所以这个使徒的愿望呢就是反映了神的愿望。
And what we have in the rest of this chapter is really the commandment of God through the apostle.
所以我们在这一章里面后面要读的这所有的命令也好诫命也好都是从神这里直接来的借着使徒保罗写下来的。
And what does he will, or what does he desire in the house of God?
我们看看保罗他到底在神的家里他的愿望是什么呢他希望人怎么做呢
He says that the men pray everywhere.
他说他愿男人呢随处祷告。
The word there is an interesting word.
Which word?
The word men, sorry.
在这里面说的这个男人呢，是一个很有趣的词啊。
The word men there is a word that's used only once in the Bible or in the New Testament, and that's found in this location.
就他这里用的这个男人这个词啊，在整个新约就用了这么一次，就是在这节经文里面，二章八节，七千二章八节。
It's used one other place, and that is
不是一处，还有一处。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
就是临前的十四章，十六章。
Here he defines what a man should be. Verse 13, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong.
这第十三节啊，他说你们务要警醒，在真道上站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强。这大丈夫这个词就是这个男人这个词。
Now, how is that translated in the...In the Chinese, that word be brave.
Oh, you should be a great husband.
Yes, that's closer.
Yeah.
That word is used there. In the English, we would say, be a man.
Oh.
Be a man.
他说这个词呢，在英语里啊，或者在原文里的意思就是你要像个男人那样，就是要像个男，要做个男人。
So when Paul is saying that now he wants men to pray everywhere, he wants men to be men, to stand up, not like Adam where he was in the Garden of Eden, where he hid behind Eve and did not speak up.
所以当在这一节二章八节里他说我愿男人啊随处祷告保罗的意思是说我希望男人都能够像个男人的样子一样站起来而不要像这个亚当那样躲在夏娃的后面然后默不作声把这所有的事情都让别人去做要像男人那样该担当起的责任要担当起来
Now, we're going over this verse word by word because we want to put the emphasis where it should be.
所以我们切下去这些经文，我们都要一句一句的细查，因为我们要告诉大家每一句经文它的重点，它要强调的重点是在哪里。
He says, the apostle says, I will, therefore, that men pray.
所以第八节呢，它的强调就是我愿男人祷告。
Now let's put that emphasis there on pray.
那现在呢我们把这个强调的要点放到这个祷告上。刚才我们已经强调了愿男人，现在我们再来看看这个祷告。
What kind of prayer?
到底是哪一种祷告呢？
The world is falling apart, and the men of God should be praying, should be laying hold of God, like Elijah, like Daniel. Those were men.Of God.
因为这个世界已经堕落了，已经分崩离析了，已经坏得不成样子了。男人呢，应该像以利亚啊，像但以理那样的，紧紧的去抓住神呢，去祈求他。
Now, women certainly should pray, but we're talking about public prayer when the church has come together.
当然女人当然也一定要祷告，但是这里面我们讲的是教会一起聚会、公开聚会的时候的祷告。
And the apostle wants men to be men, to stand up publicly and to lay hold of God.
所以使徒呢是希望男人呢能够做一个男人的样子，公开的站起来，然后这个向神祷告。
Where should men pray? Everywhere. That in the everywhere, that is when the, wherever the whole church is gathered together.
那在哪里祷告呢？在这里说随处祷告，也就是只要教会一起聚会的时候呢，就是这样祷告的场合了。
That is in the house of God.
那就是在神的家里，随处，只要是在神的家里。
And there are three conditions now.
然后现在呢还有关于这个祷告有三个条件。
For men, that is.
对男人来说有三个条件。
Number one, they must be able to lift up holy hands.
第一个条件就是举起圣洁的手。
Now, lifting up holy hands, that's signifying that the inner life is pure and that the hands which are the vehicles of our actions, they're the instruments of our actions, they're holy. Our actions are pure because our motives are pure.
那这个圣洁手举起圣洁手的意思呢，因为手呢就是我们这个行动的用来行动的做事情的工具嘛。如果我们的手是圣洁的呢，就表明我们不仅我们的行为是圣洁的，而且我们里面的动机是圣洁的，也就是说我们有一颗清洁的心。
If a man is dishonest in his business practices or compromises with the world in order to succeed, he cannot lift up holy hands.
那如果一个男人呢，如果在他做生意的时候呢不够诚实，或者呢他为了取得世界上的成功啊，不得不向世界妥协的时候呢，他是无法举起他圣洁的手的。
So they lifting up holy hands, it signifies an inward holy life.
所以这个圣洁的手啊，它是代表了他里面的内在的圣洁的生命的。
And of course we have pictures of the hypocrites that the Lord Jesus saw, how they prayed to themselves, the Pharisee that prayed with himself. His prayer never made it to heaven.
主耶稣在地上的时候，他也看见那些假冒伪善的法利赛人呢，他们公开的祷告的时候是怎么祷告的，但他们这些祷告因为是假的，是假冒伪善的，是永远不可能到达天上的。
The second condition then for men to pray in the house of God is that it must be without wrath.
那第二个条件呢，就是第二个男人在神的家里面啊，祷告的这个条件就是要无愤怒。
That is self-controlled.
那这无愤怒就是指他很有节制，很自律。
Not one that is going to lose his temper or get him overly impatient with his brothers and sisters.
也就是说这样的男人呢，他不会没有耐心呢，就是很容易发脾气，很容易对弟兄姐妹们失去耐心。
So that would signify his actions manward.
那这个呢可以就是用来指他对人的态度，就是对人是怎么样的，前面圣洁的手是对神怎么样，这是对人怎么样。
Lifting up holy hands signifies an inner holy life without wrath. That signifies our attitude toward our fellow man.
因为圣洁的手呢是代表我们里面内在的圣洁的生命，那无愤怒呢是代表我们对我们周围的弟兄姐妹的态度是怎样。
And the third condition is without doubting.
那第三个是呢 无疑惑啊，就是KJV 的版本是没有疑惑，但是
that is to have
in Chinese translation here is no disputing.
No what?
No disputing.
No disputing. Okay. I haven't had a chance to. I don't have my Greek with me tonight.
Yeah. So. But we have some small words that some versions said without doubt.
Without doubt. Yeah. Yeah. Prayer must be the prayer of faith. And the word doubting there, I take it to mean that doubting God Himself. In other words, that is our attitude in prayer towards God.
所以呢，这里面这个我们还是用这个无疑惑这个来讲吧啊，因为祷告必须是在信心里面的祷告。这里面的这个疑惑呢，Eric说他的理解呢就是对神不疑惑，这是表明男人在祷告的时候面对神的一个态度。
Now next week we're going to look at the women's role, but I want to finish off with men tonight.
那我们下个星期呢，重点来讲这个姐妹的女人的责任呢，在神的家里。那今天呢，我们希望能把这个男人的责任讲完。
If women are not to teach and to take leadership role in the house of God, then men must teach and take the leadership.
那既然如果女人呢是不能够做讲道的，也不能做领导，那么男人呢就必须做讲道的，必须把这个职责担当起来啊，做讲道和做领导的。
One of the great problems in the church today is the lack of male leadership and males studying the word of God.So that they might be able to feed the flock of God.
但今天教会的一个很大的问题呢，就是没有男性啊，这个信徒啊，在教会里面起领导作用，做领导层，然后也没有男性这个圣徒呢，他来学圣经，学到一个程度能够喂养神的羊啊。
There are too many men that are following Adam's lead by sitting back and letting the woman take the responsibility.
因为今天有太多的男人啊，他们在效法亚当啊，就是他们退后，他们让女人去承担应该他们承担的责任。
Now, I know from experience, the experience I have in the Word of God, that women are willing to take a submissive role if a man, a true man, takes the lead, true leadership.
我从我个人呢，在教会这么多年的经验来看啊，我是这么认为的，就是如果有真的男人真的愿意 担当他们领导的位置呢，女人呢是愿意顺服在男人的领导之下的。
You know how I know this without a doubt?
你知道我为什么对此毫不怀疑吗？
Because the true man, our Lord Jesus Christ, has more women followers and being submissive to him in the world than there are men. Women will, that's why women, I think, instinctively want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ in a greater amount than women.
为什么呢？因为我是看见主耶稣基督啊，他就是一个那个真男人。那在主在世的时候呢，跟随甘心乐意愿意跟随主的这个妇女啊，远比男的要多啊。所以我是绝对相信，就是女人是愿意顺服真男人的领导的。
Because they recognize true leadership, true loving, self-sacrificing leadership.
因为他们认出啊，主的那个他是一个那个真正能够领导他们的人，他是在用爱呀、啊，用舍己的爱，用温柔的心啊，在领导他们。
So let's look at the responsibility of men then in the house of God.
那我们再来继续看啊，男人在神的家里的职责。
They are to pray. Paul exhorts the men to pray everywhere that the house of God is together.
那首先呢，保罗是在这里劝勉呢，男人在神的家里要随处祷告。
But if women are not to teach, then men need to teach.
另外一点呢，就是既然女人不能教导，那男人必须要教导。
But have you ever heard of a teacher that has never studied?
但你有听说过哪一个教师是自己不学就能教导的吗？
Teachers are those who first began as serious students.
那一个人能做教师啊，他是从首先要先从自己做一个认真的学生开始。
Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15.
我们再翻到哥林多，不是，提摩太后书的二章的十五节。
These are instructions that are given specifically to the Apostle Paul's disciple Timothy.
那这句的这个教导呢是具体的给到那个保罗的那个门徒啊，就是提摩太的。
First of all, verse 1 of that chapter 2.
首先我们先看看二章的一节。
These are instructions specifically for Timothy the disciple.
所以这都是给写给这个具体写给这个保罗的这个门徒提摩太的。
You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
他说一节二章一节，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来，你就是指提摩太。
So individually, Paul the apostle is giving instructions to his disciple and we might say that he is giving instructions to each of us individually as men and women as well.
所以在这里呢，这个虽然信呢是写给提摩太个人的，但是我们可以把在这里面的保罗给提摩太的教导呢都看作是给我们每一个人的。
And now turn over to verse 15 where he specifically mentions the idea of studying, of getting into the Word of God.
那所以到二章十五节里他就讲到怎么学习圣经啊，怎么能够真正进到真理里面去。
That is in verse 15, he says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
So there the approval is not the approval to just to the apostle, but to God himself.
You mean?
Yes, the worker, the worker who's diligent, he must be a, he's not trying to approve himself toward man, but toward God.
所以这里说的这个无愧啊，就是或者说是被证明是对的和无愧的这个词呢，就是不仅是对在人面前是无愧的，而且要在神面前是无愧的。
And it takes diligent study of the Word of God to rightly be able to divide the Word of God accurately.
所以你要特别的要殷勤的要竭力的去研究神的话，这样你才能够做到真正的准确的按正义分解真理的道。
Sometimes truth needs to be bought. Sometimes it needs to be fought for. It needs to be searched out diligently.
有的时候呢，真理你是需要真的是去殷勤的去查考的，而且需要去花力气的才能把它给弄明白。
So if a man is to be a teacher in the house of God, he's got to be a diligent student of the Word of God.
所以男人呢，若要在神的家里能够成为教导神真理的教师呢，那他首先自己要 做一个神的话语的勤奋的认真的学生啊。And
doctrine. Turn to 1 Timothy again.
那下一点呢，我们要讲在教义方面男人的职责，再回到提摩太前书。
When men teach in the house of God, it's got to have the authority of God himself when he teaches.
所以男人在神的家里教导这个圣经的时候呢，他必须有从神来的权柄。
It should not just be the opinion of men to satisfy men. It should be the very oracles or authority of God, the word of God. From his authority.
所以他讲的话呢，不能是他个人的观点，也不能是为了取悦人，而是都得有这个从神来的那个神的话语的依据啊，以神的话语为绝对的权威。Now
is doctrine important?
教义重要吗？
Well, 8 times over in this letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul talks about doctrine.
You mean the first or the second?
The first Timothy.
Okay. 在提摩太前书这一卷书里面啊，保罗曾经前后8次提到教义这个词。你能说它不重要吗？
So, look at verse 3 of chapter 1.
我们先看看1章3节。
He says, as I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine.
我往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你仍住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教，就是传别的教义。
And verse 10, he talks about the lawlessness that is contrary to sound doctrine.
他这里讲的一些不法的行为啊，是与这个正道相敌对的。
And then in chapter 4 and verse 6.
4章的6节.
There he's talking there. Timothy, you need to be a teacher. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you'll be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of good doctrine, which you have carefully followed.
你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得了教育。善道就是 good doctrine.
And then in verse 13, he says, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine.
然后同样一章4章13节，你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，这教导也是用这个，就是讲教义这个意思，只等到我来。
And then in verse 16, he says, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you.
16节还是这四章, 16节，你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，这个教训也是用 doctrine 这个词的，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行又能救自己又能救听你的人。
And then in chapter 5 verse 17,
五章十七节，
we read about the elders who should be worthy, let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine.
那善于管理教会的长老当以为配受加倍的敬奉，那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此，这个教导人也是用的 doctrine。
So there is diligent study needed, and there's labor that's needed for men to become teachers.
所以男人如果要做教师的话啊，他真的是需要花功夫的，而且需要殷勤的查考圣经的。
And then Paul mentions in chapter 6 twice more the word doctrine.
然后在第六章里面啊，又有两次提到这个教义这个词 doctrine 这个词。
In verse 1 he mentions it.
第一节。
And then in verse 3 he mentions doctrine again.And you can read them for yourselves.
大家可以自己读啊。
But I do want to give Harold a couple of minutes here at the end. Harold, if would you like about 5 minutes?
想留一点时间给 Harold 长老啊，看看 Harold 长老有什么补充。
So, if women are not to teach, men are to teach.They're to be men, to pray, to study, to labor, and to teach in the house of God.
所以呢，既然女人不能讲道呢，那应该男人就应该讲道，男人就应该祷告，男人应该查考圣经，研读圣经，而且男人要做工。
And so also, they are to lead in the house of God, and we have the qualifications given to us in Timothy chapter 3 are the qualifications of the leaders in the house of God.
而且在神的家里呢，男人要做领导的，带领的，那就是在提摩太前书的三章里面，这里给出这个在教会里面领导层呢，就做带领的长老他们的这个资格条件。
So when we think about leadership, we think again of the Lord Jesus himself.
当我们一想到领袖呢，我们就想到主耶稣基督自己了。
We think of the Lord Jesus as our great high priest.
想到主是我们的伟大的大祭司啊。
We think of him as our shepherd.
他也是我们的牧人啊，好牧人。
The shepherd, the eastern shepherd was one who led his sheep.
在这个中东地这个地区啊，这个牧羊人呢是带领他们的羊的。
He didn't drive them, they followed him because they knew his voice.
那里的牧羊人他不是赶着羊往前走的，他是在羊前面带路，羊跟着他的，因为羊认得他的声音。
And so men need to teach, they need to know doctrine.They need to pray without hypocrisy. They need to lead in the house of God like the Lord Jesus was a leader.
所以呢，男人呢要教导，那男人呢要掌握正确的教义，男人呢要祷告，而且男人呢要像主耶稣那样呢，在前面带领整个教会往前走。
His shepherdhood was one of self-sacrifice. He said, I lay my life down for the sheep.
而且主耶稣基督这个牧人呢，他是真的是舍己的牧人。他说我为羊舍命啊。
That's the kind of loving leadership that must be seen in the house of God by men if they're going to be approved of God.
那也这个是在神的家里啊，我们应当看到，凡是在神家里面做领导的，做这个带领的人呢，他们也应该有主这样的充满爱的这样的这个舍己的这个带领。
Too often leaders, so-called leaders in the house of God, are like those hired men who, when the wolf came, they ran away and left the sheep exposed.
但是我们在神的家里常常看到的这个带领的人，这个牧者是怎么样的，就是那个像故宫一样的，一旦狼来了呢，他们就自己先逃跑，把羊暴露在这个狼的这个之下，危险之下。
Now, you beloved sisters, you need to pray that God would raise up real leaders among us. It's the greatest need in the world today.
亲爱的姐妹们啊，你们要祷告啊，要求主兴起那个真正的男人来做这个领袖啊，这是我们这个世界现在最需要的。
We think of Hannah, and her need was met, and Israel's need was met.By the great prophet Samuel, who anointed David king.
我们记得哈拿啊，哈拿自己的需要，还有整个以色列这个民族的需要，都是借着神应许，借着应许赐给他的这个撒母耳来完成的。而撒母耳也是高大卫的那一位啊。
And it was through Hannah's prayer that the kingdom was united by God's man.
那借着哈拿的祷告啊，这个以色列这个整个国家啊，就借着这个属神的人撒母耳又重新的联合起来了。
So next week we'd like to look at the role of women in the church. And I'll turn this now over to our brother Harold. Thank you.
下星期呢，我们来看这个在神的家里面女人的责任是什么。我们现在把时间呢交给 Harold 长老。
Okay, well, thank you, Eric, and we've had a good foundation given us as to the responsibilities of men and the reasons for that.
谢谢 Eric 长老今天给我们打了一个很好的根基啊，就是关于在神的家里男人的职责是什么，而且告诉我们为什么是这样的。
I go back to the very simple position, and that is this. God made me...What he wanted me to be.
那我呢是这么理解这个问题的一个很简单的思路，就是神既然造了我，他想我成为什么样子呢？
He gave me my physical attributes and he gave me my spiritual attributes when I was born and when I was born again.
那他既给了我这个肉体的这个身体啊，又给了我这个属灵的这个生命啊，就是我当我第二次重生的时候。
The Bible does not teach me that I should change those. The Bible teaches me that I must accept what I was given by God when He made me.
那圣经没有告诉我说我要去改变神给我的这一切的这个禀赋啊，圣经告诉我是我要接受神给我的这一切。
Now our society has made a complete confusion of that, and we are going to be reaping terrible consequences of it when we presume that we know more than God and he should have made me different.
但这个世界呢，就在这一点上啊，现在有了极大的混乱，就是人们不满，总是觉得神给他的不对，他人总觉得我的想法更对，他要改变，那将来总归会在这样的罪上啊，会收获很严重的后果。
So the most basic of those attributes that he gave me, he made me a male and he made other people female and he knew what he was doing, he did it right.
那神造我的时候呢，给我了一个重要的特征呢，就是他把我造成了一个男人，那把其中的别的人呢可能造成了女人，那这个是神知道他在做什么，他做的一定都是对的。
Now just as our culture makes certain requirements of males and of females, so the scriptures make certain requirements of males and females, and we must abide by those.
那就像这个世界啊，这个风俗也给男人和女人呢都有不同的这个要求一样呢，圣经里面对男人女人也有不同的要求，那我们必须按照圣经里的这个要求来生活。
He did not make all females alike and he did not make all males alike, but he made all males to be males and he made all females to be females.
那神没有把男人造的像女人，把女人造的像男人，他造男人就是男人，造女人就是女人。
Now the big issue in my life and the big issue in your life is, am I prepared to fulfill the responsibilities that I was given by the circumstances that God brought me into?
那你和我生命中的一个重要的问题呢，就是一个大事呢，就是我们到底有没有履行好神把我们造在这样的一个环境里，他给我这样一个环境，我有没有用好神的这个旨意。
That is a simple principle that is clearly illustrated throughout the entire scripture from Genesis to Revelation.
那就从这个整个圣经啊，从启示录不是从创世纪到启示录啊，都有这样的一个例子。
Many people say, I don't like the circumstances I find myself in. I am going to try to change them.
那里面有好多人的例子就是，我不喜欢神给我安放的这个环境啊，我想要改变这个环境。
But God says, Harold, I'm the one who gave you your circumstances. You must be like Jesus, and you must exercise Christ-like character in those circumstances until such time as I choose to change the circumstances.
但神说 ,Harold, 这个环境是我给你的，我要你在这个环境中呢越来越像基督，越来越培养出像基督那样的品格，直到呢我觉得是时候该改变环境的时候。
That is a basic principle of all of scripture.
那这应该是所有这个圣经里面的一个基础的假设。
And the most foundational and fundamental of all those circumstances are the fact that I was made a man and some of you were made women.
那我们所处的这个环境呢，有一个其他不说，至少有一个重要的一个基石，或者说一重要的一个事实呢，就是有些人被造成男人，有些人被造成女人。
And I must in humility say, it doesn't matter how I feel,I must be the man that God made me to be. And the woman must say, doesn't matter whether I like the circumstances, I must be the woman that God made me to be.
所以呢我要谦卑地说，不管我喜不喜欢，不管我的这个感受是怎么样的，那神把我造成男人，我就应该做一个男人那个样子。那神要把我造成了一个女人，给了我这样的环境，那我就要做好一个女人。
And frankly, if I can't show that in the church, which is the house of God, how am I going to show it in all the other responsibilities of life?
那如果我这个男人和女人的身份，我在神的家里，在教会里面，我都不能好好做好，都体现出来的话呢，那我怎么能在生活的其他的这个责任的层面把它展现出来？
And man, it starts, as we've been pointed out, it starts by saying,All males must pray.
所以我们一开始啊，就讲到就是所有的男人呢都要祷告。
And brethren, if you don't pray, you're not going to get off square zero. That's a colloquialism.What I'm saying is, if we don't, as men, if we don't start praying, we're never going even to get started in the Christian life.
Okay. 所以他说，亲爱的弟兄们啊，如果你不祷告的话，你连祷告都不祷告的话，那你这个基督徒的生活，生命就没法开始。这是你最基本的责任。
All right, so that's the basic issue. Am I willing?To do and to be what God has chosen me to do and to be.
所以这是一个基本的问题啊，就是我到底愿不愿意去做或者成为神选择让我做或成为的那个样子。
All right, well, our time is gone. That's my little exhortation for ending today. Carl, I'm going to suggest that maybe we'll probably go ahead. Let me just close in prayer and we'll carry on from there. So go ahead, Yanling, and then I will pray.
Okay, Harold说他今天就补充这些啊，我们现在一起做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful that you have made it simple for us to know what to do.
主，我们感谢你，您让我们清清楚楚、简简单单的就把这个事情讲得很清楚、简单，就是我们应该怎么做。
It is true that in the Christian life, it's often hard to do what it is we should do, but you make it very simple as to what it is we should do.
当然，虽然我们知道该怎么做，但是做起来确实有的时候真的是很难。但是你却把我们该怎么做这个事情讲得很简单、很清楚。
And so our prayer, Lord, is that all we men would be the kind of men that you want us to be for your glory.
主啊，我们希望我们所有的男人呢，都能够为了你的荣耀，成为你想让我们成为的样子。
That all the women would say, Lord, you've made me a woman. You knew what you were doing and why, and therefore I want to be the kind of woman that the Bible says I should be for the glory of God.
那也让所有的女人都说，主啊，既然你把我造成女人，你知道你在做什么，你也知道你为什么这样做，那就为了你的荣耀，我要做成一个像你希望我成为那样的女人。
And so we give thanks now, Lord, in Jesus' name for all your goodness to us.
主，我们先感恩你给我们所有的这个，赐给我们所有的良善。
Amen.
奉耶稣的名， Amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.